From the end of May to mid-July, female diamondback terrapins are trying to lay their eggs. To make sure they get to and from their nesting areas safely, volunteers walk up and down Port Mahon Road, counting the turtles. And they look for any turtles stuck in the rocks.
She's stuck.
She's stuck in the rocks.
Yeah, there is no way for you that way.
Kara Okanuski is one of those volunteers. She picks up a female turtle that's a little smaller than a dinner plate.
She just laid. There's nothing in her.
Okay.
After laying her eggs, the turtle is trying to get back to the water. So Okanuski places her at the edge of a small beige tunnel that's under a pile of rocks. The turtle seems a bit confused. Then it trudges through the tunnel and back to the bay. Before these tunnels were put in at Port Mahon Road, the only option for turtles emerging from the bay was to climb over a wall of rocks, called a riprap revetment.
So riprap revetments were installed maybe about 20 years ago as coastal roadways started to see erosion from sea level rise, climate change. It's been widely accepted as a stabilization technique.
LaTanya Gillum with DelDOT says Port Mahon's riprap was installed in 2003. And in addition to causing issues for the turtles, it's also having issues of its own.
They're also not as resilient to sea level rise and climate change. Our maintenance staff every once in a while has to come out and make repairs to this riprap revetment.
The most recent repair was in January after a tropical storm.
Now engineers are starting to rethink how we stabilize our coastal roads.
But while they reevaluate the riprap, the turtles continue struggling to navigate it. In the summer of 2015, the Department of Natural Resources responded to a call about a dead dolphin at Port Mahon. When they arrived, they saw dozens of turtles stuck in the rocks. The turtles have a high fidelity to their nesting areas, so they'll try to cross no matter what is in their way. Holly Niederreiter is a wildlife biologist with the Department of Natural Resources and Environmental Control.
They come back to the same nesting areas every year. So for them to get blocked from that nesting area, they're pretty persistent. They're going to push their way through.
So even though the riprap is more than 4 feet tall in some spots, the turtles still try to climb it to get to their nests or back to the water.
There's big crevices between the rocks, and the turtles are climbing up, and instead of getting to the other side of the wall, they're falling straight in.
DelDOT then designed an 8-foot-long, oval-shaped tunnel made of reinforced concrete. They placed two of them in two spots on Port Mahon Road where turtle traffic has been reported more heavy, hoping the turtles would use them. But Chase McLean with the Division of Fish and Wildlife says the turtles are not taking to the tunnels as he'd hoped.
We had hoped that they would forego trying to climb as often and move along the rock wall towards the tunnels.
That may be because turtles are so faithful to their nesting sites that it's just hardwired into their brains to get there by any means possible and not search for alternatives. 2 weeks ago, DENREC reported it had only recorded one terrapin using a tunnel.
And we knew that the turtles are still going to just try and climb over the rocks, and they were going to need something to guide them towards the tunnels. But all parties were a little bit hesitant to do anything like that here just because the rocks are so close to the road.
DENREC told us this week that updated data on turtles using the tunnels isn't ready yet. They're still waiting for some data sheets from volunteers to give them a more complete picture. While they wait for that data, the state is trying some new tactics to persuade the turtles to head in the right direction. They've added two 15-foot pipes to each side of the tunnels. The hope is to channel the turtles toward the entrance. They've also placed geotextile material over a couple of sections of the rocks that the turtles can grip to climb over. Gillum says removing the riprap is not an option. If DelDOT removed it, the waves could scour the road, eroding it away.
The riprap right now is the only thing that's keeping the road bed in place.
There's also no chance DelDOT would relocate the road. Gillum says the price tag would be in the millions of dollars, and that's prohibitive. But she says the state is working on a long-term living shoreline solution that would allow them to stabilize the shoreline and make it safe for turtles. That's contingent on DelDOT and DENREC getting funding for the full project. Gillum says DENREC has money for a concept design, but neither agency is ready to foot the bill for finalizing a design or construction. McLean says the good news is, so far this year, no turtles, at least based on the volunteer data they have so far, have died trying to get over the rocks.
We have a much larger group of volunteers this year, and they've been doing an excellent job of pulling the terrapins from the rocks.
He says that goes to show, even if the turtles aren't using the tunnels, there's enough human helping hands to allow the turtles to successfully complete their nesting cycle. Katie Pikus, Delaware Public Media.